try to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's greeted the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House ahead of the signing of a trilateral agreement that's intended to end decades of fighting. There's no end in sight to the fighting between Russia and Ukraine, although today is the president's deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz says
the White House had originally been pushing for a trilateral meeting between Trump, Putin, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, but Putin has made it clear that a meeting with Zelensky is off the table for now, saying conditions for that are still far away.
Democrats in Texas denied Republicans a quorum in the state house for the third time, blocking efforts to redraw state legislative maps. And NASA says astronaut Jim Lovells died at 97. He flew to space four times and was best known as the commander of the Apollo 13 mission. This is ABC News. The attorney for a Tennessee man executed this week for the 1980s killings of his girlfriend and her two young daughters says Byron Black was not shocked by his defibrillator. Black had said he was, quote, hurting so bad during the execution. The federal public defender says while the data from the defibrillator rules that out as a cause, many other questions are unanswered. From Colorado to Kansas and south to the U.S.-Mexico border, tarantulas are more common at this time of year, and ABC's Jim Ryan says that's because they are all looking for love.
It happens every year. Giant furry spiders come out of hiding to find a mate.
He just kind of has one thing on his mind, and it's making more spiders.
Albuquerque exotic pet shop owner Dylan Bueller says tarantulas may look frightening, but
as long as you don't squeeze or grab, mess with the tarantula, they are pretty sweet.
Still, arachnophobics can take heart in knowing that tarantula mating season will be over right after Thanksgiving. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. More than a dozen area nonprofits are getting a financial boost. The Green Bay Community Foundation is distributing funds from the Minnesota-based Otto Bremer Trust. That money is being passed on to local nonprofits, including Wise Women Gathering Place in Green Bay. The organization helps prevent and support people through domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, sex trafficking, and dating violence.
We provide a Native American approach to healing, promoting healthy relationship, addressing historical trauma.
That's Executive Director Beverly Scow. She says they're open to anyone who comes to their door, but are focused on serving Wisconsin's Native American communities. Last year, the organization served over 700 people. Now they're getting a $55,000 lift to expand services to youth.
So we have active youth groups, middle school, and then a WISE Youth Leaders group for high school and young adults. Sometimes people are wary of other organizations, and if they've already built a relationship with us at our agency, being able to offer mental health counseling services at our location kind of removes a barrier of angst that can happen with people in going to a new place.
Wise Women also runs the Safe Place Parking Program, which started during the pandemic to help people experiencing hidden homelessness. The organization is working to raise $50,000 by October to keep the program running through the end of the year. More information is at wisewomengp.org. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at wgbw.fm. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 91.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Hope your week has been going well. I know we've been having so much fun bringing all these great songs to you right here in Green Bay. Simon & Garfunkel, WGBW.
I will drive them all The C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
Help me, Rhonda. Help, help me, Rhonda. tunes and timeless hits. WGBW.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her yesterday. I just saw her ask her to stay. Do you know what I mean?
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM. Eric Westfall here, and I know exactly what you mean. Hey, if you're tuning into us this week for the first time and you're liking what you're hearing, you know, let's make this, take this to the next step. You know, feel free to go to our Facebook page and give us a like there. We are on Instagram as well. And you can always, if you are away from the Green Bay area, you can always take us with you. You can listen online for free anytime on our website, wgbw.fm. Or, you know, if you want to get us right on your smartphone, you can download the Civic Media app for free in your phone's app store.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba, still on the air right now, but in a different location. You can find me and the entire Civic Media lineup on the radio at 1100 AM WISS or online with the Civic Media app. We're not going anywhere except down the dial a few spots. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 FM. Few have mastered the falsetto better than Frankie Valli. Man, I don't know how he hits those notes. Can't quite hit those high ones anymore, but he's still a pretty darn good entertainer, that's for sure. At, what, 90 years old? Classics for its traces, WGBW.
Faded photographs, covered now with lines and creases. Tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right, traces of love ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago. Traces of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Eric Westfall here with the Rolling Stones. Lisa has had the week off. Shally Pittman is in with your local news. Yes.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. With high heat, humidity, and a chance of storms expected for Saturday night's Packers preseason game against the Jets, fans are being urged to plan ahead. The Packers and local public safety officials recommend wearing light clothing, using sunscreen, and staying hydrated. Water will be available throughout Lambeau Field. Fans can cool off in air-conditioned areas like the Atrium, Johnsonville Tailgate Village, and Titletown businesses. Watch for signs of heat exhaustion like dizziness or nausea and seek help immediately if needed. Stay safe, enjoy the game. Meanwhile, calling all citizen scientists, the Wisconsin DNR is putting out a call for help this time of year. It's simple. If you spot deer or game birds, report it to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Paul Frater is the DNR's wildlife data analyst.
Data from both Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Survey are used to measure the reproductive capacity of this year's deer, turkey, rough grouse, and pheasant populations.
The data helps scientists measure the fawn-to-doe ratio for deer and the poults-to-hens ratio for game birds. Both are used in making decisions about wildlife management. Operation Deer Watch runs through September 30th, while the Game Bird Survey wraps up at the end of this month. Frater says there's a reason the survey comes this time of year.
Late summer is really an ideal time for counting both deer and game birds with their offspring because the young are still typically found really close to their mothers, but they are readily distinguishable from the adults.
Submit the data with your smartphone by using the Survey 123 app. More at dnr.wisconsin.gov. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at wgbw.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds, warm and muggy tonight with showers and storms possible late and lows only falling to the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy for the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms, staying humid with high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. It's 92 degrees right now.
Touch of my soul now. What a touch.
local news and timeless hits. Petula Clark, My Love, on 97.9 FM.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM. Only a couple weeks away from the start of school, so start keeping an eye out for those kids now. And remember, when that school bus stop sign goes out, you stop.
Love you. Oh, loving like they cannot.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Eric Westfall here, and tomorrow headed to a family wedding. My cousin's oldest son, which I guess technically is also my cousin, getting married tomorrow. And looking forward, well, actually, they're already married. They're just having a reception. They got married out of state, real small ceremony. But anyway, I know that there's going to be a lot of conversation about, so when are you and Katie going to get married? Because, of course, you know, we've been dating for a while, and it's a wedding, and everybody wants to get everybody else married that isn't yet at a wedding. So, I don't know. I'm ready for it. I just know it's going to be a little hot for this outdoor wedding, so probably won't be wearing a suit.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose. A time to rend, a time to sow. A time for love, a time for hate. A time for peace, I swear it's not too late.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW with Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams
on suspicious minds.
So if an old friend I know, say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told reporters he will meet, quote, very shortly with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says the location will be announced. He made that comment during a summit at the White House between the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan. Today was the president's deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or incur greater economic sanctions. There's no indication Russia's agreed to a ceasefire. The president continues to shake up the government. He's removed the IRS commissioner, Billy Long.
During his time in the House, the then Missouri congressman pushed to abolish the tax agency, and he recently suggested its workforce needed to be purged. The White House says Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will take on the duties of acting IRS commissioner until the post is permanently filled.
It's ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Astronaut Jim Lovells died at 97. He was the commander of the Apollo 13 mission, crippled en route to the moon in 1970, but returned safely to Earth. This is ABC News.